Premier Li Keqiang has delivered a speech to OECD officials suggesting that while China's economic situation remains sound, it should also be put into context.
China remains the world's biggest developing country. In terms of aggregate economy, it's true that China ranks as the world's second, but in terms of per capita GDP, China's per capita GDP is only $7,589, 65% of the world's average level, one-seventh of the US, one-fifth of the European Union, ranking as 80th in the world.
At the same time, Li Keqiang says stabilizing the global economic situation, increasing employment, and promoting sustainable development remain challenges for every country. The Premier says a series of measures are being implemented in China to try to face these challenges. He says these include the broader reform of China's overall economic structure, easing market access, and encouraging mass entrepreneurship.
Through our hard work, we have the ability and the confidence to achieve the target of around 7% of GDP growth for this year. If the Chinese economy indeed grows by 7% this year, the increased volume will be bigger than the 7.4% GDP growth last year. So if the Chinese economy continues to maintain such a medium to high level growth rate in 10 years or even 10 plus years, and by the middle of the century, the dream of the people to make the country mid-level developed country will be achieved. And realized.
Mario Pazzini, director of the OECD Development Center, says they believe the path of new normal, the adjustment of the economy towards more sustained growth, is the right direction for China.
The most important right now is innovation rather than expanding the scale. We should develop the value and effect of what we do. I think innovation is crucial for many countries, such as OECD and China. I admire China's vision that the country focuses on mid and long-term development rather than short-term interests, and also takes into account of the environmental burden. It is correct. So I'm not worried whether China's GDP growth can reach 7% or not. The quality of development is more important.
Li Keqiang's time at the OECD headquarters in Paris is part of his four-day visit to France, which has also seen him oversee the signing of a number of economic agreements connected to nuclear energy and air transport. His time in France is the first by a Chinese premier in nearly a decade. For CRI, I'm Xiao Yi.